Britain's role in the Cold War also had a part to play in Britain's projection of its national identity. First, Britain's possession of nuclear weapons enabled Britain to punch above its weight in international affairs. The sense that Britain was a world power was prevalent in the immediate post-war period, even though this was a time of the loss of much of Britain's empire. After the 1956 Suez Crisis, which exposed Britain's inability to take military action overseas without American support, successive British prime ministers accepted that Britain was a leading power of the second rank. Nevertheless, Britain was still a leading nation with international reach. Even as Britain withdrew from its military role in the Far East and applied for membership of the European Community in the 1960s, British prime ministers believed that Britain would still exercise international influence through Europe. Secondly, the possession of nuclear weapons underscored the authority of the British state, as it placed the state in a privileged position with regard to the protection of its population. The bomb took the place of a costly civil defence programme that could have helped people to survive nuclear war. The state offered security through deterrence, an ultimate national regeneration via the survival of the apparatus of a rump state in what Peter Hennessy has called the shrivelled fiefdoms of post-apocalypse Britain. One of the reasons officials resisted the screening of the film The War Game was because it questioned the capacity of the state to protect the population. It dispelled the idea that British people always respond well to adversity, the so-called myth of the Blitz, as it showed death squads, riots, and people murdering each other for food. Thirdly, Britain's role as a world player posed a debate as to whether Britain was an Atlantic or a European power. Many of the questions about Britain's posture in the Cold War concern the amount of influence Britain was able to exert in America and the amount of influence the Americans were able to assert in Britain. Some argue that Britain ended up fighting America's wars, for instance in Korea, for very little benefit. Others suggest that Britain's decision to act as America's ally did afford Britain a privileged position. Some argue that Britain was too closely tied to America, for instance in the sharing of information about potential spies, while others maintain that the British preserved a uniquely national, independent character that avoided American excesses. When it came to British membership of the European Community, many suggested that Britain should cast off a world role and concentrate instead in Europe. However, others believed that the European Community imposed too much restriction on traditional national ways of behaving. The Cold War thus helped to define ways in which British governments thought about themselves and talked about Britain's role, and these debates still resonate in contemporary British politics.